For the last 10 years, I have voted against the budget because I believe that it's not serving the best interest of the working class, the communities in rural areas and urban areas that I represent as a public representative. We see our government, we see the government consistently not funding adequately our communities. So on that basis, I have voted against the budget as a point of principle. This time, what we've found is that there is a budget put in front of us. Part of that budget is that there is a suggestion to raise the commercial rates, and I found that raising the commercial rates would help us get that 1.7 million that we need to continue to run the council. And I found myself that all of the other councillors are opposed to raising the rates. I find it very hypocritical because the time and energy that has gone into debating this here, the side meetings, the adjournment, the discussions within the council themselves, the discussion between the party whips that they allow to come to the meetings, wasn't what we saw when we were trying to raise the property tax, a tax that I believe is unjust, is unfair on people's homes. And but yet, when the political classes see a some rise in financial pressure on to the business class, they're able to rally the troops and they're able to try to oppose it. But when working class and poor people are challenged with more funding needed through the property tax, they're absolutely silent. So there's hypocrisy here right across the board. For me, I have no difficulty, yet I do recognise that there are some within the business class that are struggling, but I also recognise the huge grants that have been given out, which is working class and taxpayers' money through the last number of years. And here we have a situation, yet another adjournment, going to another meeting today, and a battle being played out mostly by the main political parties in the interest of the business classes, but yet was very silent right through when there was a burden, more burden being placed on the working class by raising the property tax.
Well, your fellow local representatives might deem you hypocritical for consistently opposing a budget, yet not supporting a certain element of it, and that is increasing the commercial rates. Explain to me how you can oppose the budget, yet not support an element of it.
Well, when it came to my turn to speak, I spoke that these are the reasons why I believe that the budget doesn't suit the working class, that it doesn't bring the services that we need. So in my empty area, we don't even have a public swimming pool. We don't have the footpaths so our children can walk to school safely. Or if people want to go for a walk from A to B, which we're encouraged to do constantly, yet it's not safe for us to do that there. We don't have enough houses being built by government policy. We have seen the reduction of building social housing. We've seen massive price hikes and the difficulty that causes for people to feed their children, to keep their houses warm. We have massive needs for more healthcare within our communities in terms of mental health, even GPs, even dentists. So our communities have been failed very much by government, by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. And for me, as a socialist Republican councillor, public representative, I use all opportunities to challenge and to raise the issues that my community are facing. And one of them for me is to oppose the budget on a point of principle. I'd be quite content to work with others to support a budget that I thought that we were getting a fair slice of the pie. We're not getting a fair slice of the pie. We haven't got a fair slice of the pie. And the political parties and those that are opposing the raise of the rates know this here, but are very silent when it comes to what affects us as the working class and the poor communities that I represent. But yet, when the business classes are being challenged, they're quite content to stop meetings, to have side meetings, to stall the budget being passed or not. And that clearly shows that their interest is the business class and not the working class.